Blog Talk
and
Radio.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, Chuck Morse, Ross Newberman, and of course the Blog Talk Radio as well, Final Casting. So there appear to be two new serious scandals emerging for the Clintons during the Democratic National Convention. Of course, this is two scandals in a long and storied career of scandals going all the way back to the days in Arkansas, when Clinton made $100,000 from a cattle future buy through inside information, allegedly, turning $1,000 into $100,000. And then shortly after, as sort of what appeared to be a quid pro quo, as Governor Clinton eased regulation on Tyson Foods. Tyson Foods guy was the one that facilitated the trade. And thus, Tyson Foods was allowed to dump 1 million tons of chicken crap into the Arkansas River. Now, this is classic of the Clintons. It certainly has occurred constantly, always one step ahead of the law, always just skating by, making bucks as they can, increasing their power and prestige. And they get away with it for one reason only, and that is because they are useful tools of the left-wing establishment. Well, it looks like during the convention, after all these decades of rot, things are possibly, finally, inexorably catching up to them. There are two big scandals looming now. The first one involves them indirectly. That is the Democratic National Committee scandal, which shows that there were some dirty tricks played against mainly Bernie Sanders, but also against Donald Trump by the Democratic Party. Deborah Wasserman Schultz has resigned. She was sort of the main kingpin in it, others as well. But this to me looks like it could be a scandal that could make Watergate look like child's play in comparison. You know, the things that they were doing were dirty tricks on the surface, and was certainly should be seen as embarrassing, but there could be some criminality involved that again would make a break-in at the Watergate Hotel look like nothing. The Democratic Party had decided that the Clintons would be anointed, and they went through extraordinary means to make sure that would happen. The second scandal is actually more serious, and that involves one man, and that is none other than Vladimir Putin, the premier of Russia. It's alleged that Putin has hacked emails from Clinton's private server. This Guccifer, whatever, whoever that is, this hacker, is he's either Russian or Romanian, and he's turned it over to Putin, allegedly. And that if Putin releases these emails, it could prove two things. One, very serious, and that is that Clinton had top secret and classified information on the server that fell into the hands of the Russians. That's an international incident. That's one that would involve grave national security potential implications. And that could be a serious criminal matter. The second is, of course, simply that these emails will be released to the public, some of which might have to do with the Clinton Foundation, which is something that's been untouched so far. And they could be very embarrassing to the Clintons. Not that they care about embarrassment. Show that Clinton, the Secretary of State, as alleged by Dina Schweitzer in his book Clinton Cash, that they had been making deals with foreign dictators and multinational corporations in exchange for influence on government policy. These entities would contribute large amounts of cash to this slush fund called the Clinton Foundation and the Global Clinton Initiative and these other phony turf groups that serve the Clintons. A third potential scandal, and since we're on scandals, and this one is very sketchy, involves Clinton's son-in-law, Chelsea's husband, who is a hedge fund trader and who apparently, allegedly, received emails from Clinton's private server, and those emails were followed up by certain investments which made him enormous sums of money. That gets into a very serious criminal matter, insider trading. But, of course, the Clintons, as always, they're allowed to skate. They're allowed to skate because they're on the right side of history. But I think that hopefully, for the sake of justice, for the sake of truth, these two scandals might finally catch up with them and may finally put them in their place. I doubt it, but miracles do happen. Thanks for watching.